And we're now ready for our next session on age verification. It's over to you.
All right. Yeah, small announcement. As you might see, Felix was not able to join us today due to, the flu that is, I think, spreading around. I am Elina Orkalisi. I'm a spokesperson of the KS Computer Club, and I'm primarily doing EU policy stuff and have been working on the so-called chat control file for the last 4 years now with my lovely colleague Ella, who's head of policy at ADRI. And we will talk about age verification today and both the legal and the technical aspects and why we think that the open source communities need also to have an eye on this topic because it's coming for us hard. So Ella, would you like to start it with the law stuff?
Thank you, Khaleesi. Yeah, I am a legal and policy person, so I'm just going to set the scene around what we're seeing at EU level when it comes to age verification in the last few years. And we wanted to talk about age verification because for us, following closely EU lawmaking, it is one of the hottest topics right now. We have lawmakers left, right, and center proposing it as the solution to almost any kind of online harm that you can imagine. And we are super concerned about that from a digital human rights perspective. It's a very blunt tool, and it comes with a lot of intended and unintended consequences. So together and with our colleagues, we've been really resisting this flood, this rise in thinking that age verification is the silver bullet. So around why it's such a big digital rights issue for us, we kind of see it on three levels. There's the data protection level, the privacy level, and the discrimination level. At the data protection level, if you have to verify your age to get onto chunks of the internet, by definition, you're giving up some of your personal data, and that's always going to come with risks of leaks, of hacks, of what's going to happen with that information, and we've seen it already. Pornhub, for example, in the past used to require all of their content creators to upload a scan of their passport, which they held in a non-secure space. That was a few years ago. So, you know, you're putting yourself at risk, your personal data at risk potentially. But then let's say you could theoretically, and we'll come to that, build a system that was completely data protection compliant. We're still opposing that as EDRI because the privacy impacts are potentially so profound. There is a step change for our free expression by saying that suddenly big parts of the internet are contingent on showing your identity documents. And I'm also a sociologist of